I would have hit the button whenever you did that.
Holy cow. There'll be more. Don't worry. There'll be more. I haven't had a decent BM since I left, man. So,
here we go.
The levee's going to break, man. The levee's going to break.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
So you were telling us about your BM, what was that?
I've been on the road a lot in this past week. And I just
6 days on the road and I'm going to have a shit tonight.
Yeah, I know, I can feel it just working its way out, man.
I got a little bit of the Arkansas creeper on me right here. I can't get a turn out.
The Arkansas creeper. The Arkansas creeper.
Oh, my
gosh.
It gets to the edge, but it doesn't want to commit.
Yeah, it's prairie dogging me.
It's prairie
dogging. Turtling.
It's turtling.
Got a turtle head going there.
Oh, my gosh. You and your bodily functions.
Yeah, well, good. No, yeah. It's like I went on this trip, you know, and
yeah.
I stopped by my sister's house, you know, in the Chicago suburbs first, just to save some time. And,
sure, yeah, I can say hey, hey sis, how's the galoshes or whatever.
And she's like, well, you know, the AC's broken, so you'll have to like go sleep in an RV. And I'm like, oh, okay.
We're all right. Sleeping in the cars tonight to have some air conditioning.
And,
that's hillbilly. Know, is that hillbilly enough for you right there? I mean, come on now.
It was just, well, what was weird was like, I didn't realize that this thing's not really hooked up well or something's not right.
It's like sparking.
No, like, I went to go use the bathroom because, you know, I'm an old guy and I
eat
sometimes at night. And, like there's like a foot flusher, you know,
it's just a flap that opens up and falls onto the axle.
Yeah, basically. But I realized I left it open too long. I left out like all the sewer gas in.
Oh, like a raccoon come in there or something.
Oh my god, so it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, like all this sewer gas just like snuck in. It was like, oh,
how could you tell the difference between that and your usual bodily odor?
No, I went the bathroom. I went number one.
Yeah, number one. Yeah.
So I got up in the morning, we're getting ready to leave, and I'm like, I don't really want to go number two in here, okay?
Yeah, really? It's not going to hold. It can't handle it.
So I went to my sister's house.
It can't handle it, Captain. You're going to have to go sweat on the toilet in the unair-conditioned house.
Yeah, my sister's like, oh, you're here to go number two, aren't you?
You're here to take a
I'm
shit.
Like, well, yeah, I am, but, you know.
Yeah. I didn't really want you to know that. But,
so she's like, "We'll go upstairs." And so I go upstairs, and
do do.
I get done. I get ready.
That's where we got the cameras. Go upstairs.
So I get ready. I get ready to go. She's like, "Yeah, I just call up our other sister. I told her what you were doing." And what? Why does she need to know that? Why is all of a sudden like everyone public knowledge? Everyone needs to know what Miles is up to. Today,
I tweeted
you know?
It. I tweeted it, and they're gonna have pictures from the toilet bowl cam of your.
Yeah, I know. I'm afraid there's a little red flashing light somewhere. And... But that wasn't the main story. The main story. I'm gonna skip around a little bit. Can I skip around a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead. Go right ahead. It's just fun.
I kind of weaseled my way up to a family vacation there, up to my parents' house up north.
Yeah. You're the big spread up there at the Tidal family compound up there.
Yes, it's very nice. It's just like the Bob Lamont family compound.
With all the weapons and all the
accoutrement.
That's right. That's what I was on a family vacation as well. Yes.
We were on our way back.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, you okay?
I about lost you there.
And, what was I going to say? Oh, so we're on the way back, and I'm like, hey, let's get some gas before we get into Green Bay, because it's going to be, like, a lot of traffic, right?
You went to Green Bay?
Well, we had to go through Green Bay.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on the way, so I'm like, okay, so... we stop at this gas station, and it's got like a lot of pumps. It's like a mega, station with like 20 pumps, but like only half of them are being used.
Okay.
So I'm like, I fill up my last, like, go get ice. We need ice. We want ice. Like, okay.
What do you need ice for?
For the cooler. She always has to have plenty of ice in the cooler. It's all.
What do you got in your cooler?
Soda, cheese, sausage.
Cheese.
Cheese. Okay. Well, we're in Wisconsin. I mean, you need cheese.
You got some cheese curds.
Yeah, we did. We had some chili cheese curds. Those were good. And
oh, God.
And oh, nice. So anyway,
thank you. Thank you for that.
Once again, I had to go to the bathroom.
Of course. Yes.
And get myself a soda.
What kind of soda did you get? What kind of soda did you get?
I think I did get a diet product, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I noticed my wife has come in. She has moved the car up to the station.
Uh-huh.
And come in to get herself a banana.
Well, it sounds like a dirty joke.
Which I didn't know she was going to get a banana, but she took it upon herself to get a banana, so...
At the gas station, a banana costs you like $2, and you can get like a whole bunch.
It,
you get a whole giant box
store.
Of it for like $1.50.
I know, so I... Like, I hear, like, there's some commotion up front, because we're kind of milling around and waiting for, the line. There wasn't that many people there, but
right. There's
some kind of commotion. And, like, there's some lady, like some fellow patron. She's like, I think the people on Pump 11 did a drive-off.
Oh, that would be you.
Yeah. Because I'm like, shit, I think I was on Pump 11. I was out here like $50 worth of gas, $55 worth of gas.
No, well, of course you had to fill up the car and then the extra tanks that you had and your cooler.
For a propane tank. No, but I'm like, wait a minute. I think we were on Pump 11. And they're like, well, I think it was a white car. And like, shit, well, I got a white car. What? Whoa. I mean, this guy, the guy, like, the clerk guy had the phone in his hand ready to call the police.
Oh, my gosh. He had
seconds away from
out.
dialing 911, I stop him. I go, put that phone down right now.
Did you really tell him to put the phone
down? No, I'm like, no, that's me. It's us. We didn't do it. No strip search, nothing. We just want to leave Wisconsin. Here's our money.
Oh, my gosh. Did you buy some cheese?
No, that cleaned out my colon, though, after that. Right. I was like, oh, my God. I could have murdered my wife. I go, why did you move the car? Well, I wanted to accommodate other people pumping gas. I thought it was rude just to leave the car there. And
yeah. You didn't do pay at the pump?
No. Well, I was going to go in. I knew I had to go in. I had to go get the ice.
Do pay at the pump. Why didn't you pay at the pump?
I did not, because I was going to get some ice, too.
The reason he was all nervous is because everybody does pay at the pump. Everybody.
Yeah, well, thanks
so
a lot.
Only the cheapskate, Iowan who's trying to do a drive-off is going to not pay at the pump.
Well, I like to thank the bitch who tried to turn us in for the drive off. Yeah, I think those people are doing a drive off. I'm like, what?
No, we just want a banana. That's all.
We're just here for a banana and it's a Viagra. I mean, what the?
That's a Viagra? What'd you say?
Yeah. No, but I'm like, thanks a lot. My wife's all.
Just a slight misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Well,
it's your fault, Mom. It's your fault. What?
What?
Then after this, I forget to get the damn ice. We're walking out the car. She goes, you forgot the ice.
Yeah, well. That's...
I'm like, yeah, I know, because you almost got us arrested.
Yeah.
We're a mother-loving drive-off, man. I had to smooth over that one, man.
Do a song and dance.
Jeez, sorry, man. So, I was just crazy. A lot of weird stuff happened, but, I could go on, but, it's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
It's not every day you do a drive-off from the gas station,
My dad is, cooking out for us the first night.
I'm going to cook you something good.
Brats and hamburgers.
Miles, you eat a hot dog? Because I haven't got enough hamburgers for everybody.
Well, no, what? No,
you're
unbeknownst to me.
You're the youngest. You only get a hot dog, that's all.
my wife was laughing at, you know, we're eating this, my wife's laughing, like, yeah, your mom really lit into your dad. I go, now what? You know, because the poor guy gets, he gets yelled at like 24/7, man. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I bet.
Well, your dad was out there cooking brats and all this, and he was out there with Ant Killer trying to kill ants at the same time.
Oh, nice. Did he blow, spray it all over the brats?
Yeah, I know. So now I'm like, I think it's going to burn when I pee or something. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other reason for that, but that's...
Yeah, my mom's all, you effing A-H-M. Oh, God. Enough with the language.
Sounds like you, your wife and your mom are very similar.
No, my wife doesn't even talk close to it.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I don't know. It was just, the whole thing was crazy.
She doesn't talk half the smack my mom does.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
See, I was fairly subdued. That was, I was limping around all the 4th of July celebration, you know, and,
yeah.
Yeah. Limping around, I had a boot on, had a big boot on.
So you did you actually go to a real doctor?
I did.
Did you go
Monday.
To your gay doctor?
No, I had. I had to get an X-ray, so I just went to the urgent care because I knew I'd get an X-ray there.
Yeah.
If I went to my regular doctor, they'd just send me to the urgent care to get an X-ray.
Okay.
So I just went and got an X-ray. I got X-rayed by some hippie.
Hey, man.
Some like 20-year-old hippie kid. It was a little bit disconcerting. I go in there and at first off I felt like everybody was looking at me like I was lying or mm-hmm. something. Even though my foot was like swollen up like a, you know.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's all black and blue. There's like, you know, you can see where there's blood under the skin and everything. And they're all like, you know, giving me the once over.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the urgent care.
Right.
And like, what happened? And I'm like, well, I hurt my ankle yesterday. Oh, yesterday? Yeah. Why didn't you come in yesterday? Well, I was just going to see how it was going to go, but it really hurts still. So,
yeah.
I'm here. Oh, okay. You know? And then it's like one of these situations, I don't remember ever having this happen, but the lady doing the paperwork and a nurse like double team me in this little booth.
Oh, every guy's dream, man.
Well, I don't think in this situation it's much of a dream. Yeah. So, you know, she's like taking my card and my license and she's asking me questions and then the nurse has got my arm and she's doing my pulse. And she's doing my blood pressure, and she's like, you know, asking me questions about, you know, what medications do I take, and it just was a tad bit surreal. I mean, they really pack it in there, and I'm in like this little, like, you know, they're supposed to be HIPAA compliant, and they put you in like a damn little library carrel while they're doing all this to you, you know. Yeah. It's like,
let's put on the gown.
And so then I'm, then they send me back out after all this to wait for the doc to wait. They'll call me back to do the X-ray and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting out there, and you know I'm in a little bit of pain, and I'm like stretching my leg out and everything. And then there's this dude sitting like kitty corner across from me. It's like a little square of chairs, and he looks like that Orange County Chopper guy, the dad. What's the name?
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Was he blowing the kisses?
And... No. He wasn't. He had, you know, a handlebar mustache and the buzz kind of cut. He was a rough-looking guy, but he wasn't quite as muscular as that dude, you know. And he's an older guy. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting there playing Angry Birds on my iPod. And I look up, and the dude's staring, like, right at me.
Oh, boy.
Like... His eyes are really wide. He's not blinking, and he's just looking at me.
What'd you do, me?
I'm like looking around. I'm like, what's going on here? There's all these other people, you know, in various stages of, you know, pain and whatnot. And so then luckily I look away, and I look back, and he's off onto something else, but his eyes are all bugging out. And the next thing I know, he's talking to no one that I could tell. He's like, I think I got bit by a spider. And I mean, he looked bad. I mean, he looked like he was, you know, poisoned or something.
It's swelling up. I'd like to show you where it was.
Well, no, he said, I can't hardly breathe. My airway is swelling up.
And he's like this trach on me.
Muscular, yeah, he's this muscular guy, and he's just like wigging out. It was just kind of weird, you know. And then my name gets called, and so I just like hightail it out of there because this dude is like freaking me out big time.
Yeah,
he's like not talking to anybody, you know.
Hey man,
I think I got bit by a spider. I'm like,
hey lady,
dude,
you,
you look weird.
You look weird, lady.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, is that a man or a woman with his legs sticking out there? So I go back and I get sent into the room, and the lady's like, the doctor's going to be there soon, right? So then this like 20-year-old guy comes in, he's got like a ponytail, and he's like, I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to take some x-rays. Yeah. And I'm like, well, they said the doctor was going to come. He's like, oh, we'll be back before he gets here. Mm-hmm. So then I've got my, they've already like got my shoe off and everything, you know, and it like took a while for me to get a shoe on. And so then I start to get up, and the guy's like, you're going to have to put like a shoe or a sock on to go. I'm like, I mean, this thing is like huge at this point. I look like, you know, I got like this giant foot. My ankle's all swollen and everything. I'm like looking at him like, really?
Mr. Happyfoot.
Really? Yeah, Mr. Happyfoot, exactly.
Like Kids in the Hall, right?
Yeah, Kids in the Hall was Mr. Happyfoot, yes.
Yeah.
It was Dave Foley was Mr. Happyfoot.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I cannot put this sock back on at this point because I had to have help to get it on to get here. Because I
had to have children help me with this.
I did have my kids help me with my sock because, I mean, my ankle would not turn in any direction to get a sock on. You know what I mean? You gotta like
ankle anyway. Does not turn properly, doctor.
So I kind of put the shoe on my toes and I kind of hobble down the hallway, and get my X-rays done. And I'm like, you know, this guy does not look old enough to be operating the x-ray equipment, I'll put it that way. Not only that, but it looks like, you know, he was probably pretty fucked up last night before he got to work, so
don't worry, it's gonna be all right.
Dude, you know, dude,
you're gonna be okay, dude.
Yeah, dude. So then I had to take the shoe back off, obviously. We get the x-rays done. And I get back to the room finally after all that ordeal, you know, and they put the little lead letters down to tell you left and right and all that kind of stuff, you know. And it's a digital X-ray machine, so you actually don't ever get prints. It's kind of interesting. I was looking around at that, but anyway, so I get back. I did beat the doctor back. The doctor comes in, and it's like he won't get near me. I'm like contagious or something. You know, those rooms are really small.
Can you take
small.
About four giant steps that way, please? Disgust me.
They have me sitting in a chair with my leg propped up, you know, because it's all ballooned up there. And he like comes in, and it's like he hugs the wall and gets over it. He goes, well, what's the problem here, you know?
What's the problem here, ma'am?
And it just seemed like he didn't want to be there or something. It was
did
a little weird.
Did he think of getting the stirrups at all?
No, there was no stirrups. But he did come and he poked it with his finger, poked my foot.
Yeah.
He's like, does it hurt when I push here? You know.
I'm about good.
No, he wasn't. He just like was like, you know, it's like he'd pick up a yardstick, touch my foot or something, you know.
Oh, I bet he did.
It was bizarre.
You like this, don't you?
I was thinking either he thinks he knows me from somewhere, or he thinks I'm contagious or something. Because that's the way
I
was acting.
You want to catch a predator?
Yes. Do you know Chris Hansen at all?
Have you ever met Chris Hansen?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So I talked to him a little bit, and they always ask you the stupid question. On a scale from 1 to 10, you know, how painful is it, you know?
It's pretty bad.
I'm like, well, what's the worst, 1 or 10? Well, 10 would be the... Like, I'm an idiot. 10 would be the worst. 10 would be the worst.
10's the worst.
Maybe 1 is the worst. I don't... Is it like golf?
No, why would 1 be the worst? 10 would be the worst.
I don't know. I asked the question, and he thought I was weird. I think he thought I was high or something.
You're so weird.
You're a big fat man with a fat ankle. That's all I can see.
Is Christopher Walken your doctor? I would like to know.
I would like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad? Well, what is it? What's the worst? Are you high? Number 10 is always the worst.
How painful is it?
Well, but if it was a good movie, you'd give it a 10.
Well, you mean American numbers or metrics?
We are not rating movies. We are talking about your ankle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he thought I was just weird or something. I don't know what was going on.
I thought that too.
The thing is, if I hold really still, no pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I move it at all, like at the time I was doing this exam, shooting pain, just searing, like on fire kind of pain, you know.
I'm on fire, doctor. I'm really flaming.
Don't touch there with that stick.
I'm flaming, doctor.
So anyway, I don't know how to answer the question. I don't know. I can't answer that question. It hurts when I move it.
I cannot answer such a complex question as this.
That's right. Why are you asking me? Of course, look, it's swollen. So I told him, he goes to leave it. I'm going to go talk with the x-ray guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, really? The x-ray guy? I mean, you know, maybe he's competent. I don't know. Looked a little young to me, you know?
So everyone's young to you.
I know, exactly. So then I said, when I was leaving, I go, now... This thing swelled up, like, as soon as it happened, you know. And he turns to me and looks at me again like I'm an idiot. He goes, okay. And he left.
Do you want to tell us how this really happened, Mr. Roman?
That's what it was like. It was so suspicious of me.
Because we have a theory.
That's right. I think that you were drunk. And no, I stepped in a hole in my yard while I was walking trash to the... burn pile.
Everyone says that.
That's right. Do it like walking, though.
Yeah.
Who has a burn pile in this neighborhood?
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So anyway, it was just weird. It's like everybody was. It was. You know how I used to. It hasn't happened so much as I've gotten older, but when I was younger, I used to say that I was famous because everybody thought I was famous for something.
Yeah, right.
And they would always say that they knew me from somewhere or that I was on, you know, famous for something.
Yeah.
That was the experience. I was either contagious or famous, and everybody treated me like that. Like, they couldn't believe it'd be
that
like
could be the name of a book, Contagious or Famous.
It's like you know, Johnny Depp sprained his ankle and is here at the Urgy Care, you know, and he's in there. It's like, oh, that's Johnny Depp. He's here, and the doctor comes, oh, you know, but they don't want to say anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
That was that kind of experience, but it could have been that I was contagious. I don't know.
Johnny Depp is here, but looks like he got stung by 1,000 bees.
You didn't. You not only sprained your ankle, you sprained your whole body.
We don't have a cam boot big enough for that.
You're so swollen. I don't know.
Holy cow.
Yeah, holy cow is right.
Holy cow.
So they give me this damn boot, which I've never worn. I sprained my other ankle. They never gave me a boot. This time, the guy asked me two questions.
What size do you wear? What color do you like?
What do you want, a boot, and do you want any narcotics?
Would you like it in fuchsia? We have a fuchsia boot tonight.
I said, I think I would use the boot. And I'm like...
Salmon. Like a salmon-colored boot.
Do you want any narcotics?
Would you like a narcotic? How do you like to take the narcotic?
And I said, well, if I could get some codeine, I got a buddy of mine who really likes codeine.
Not anymore.
That's true. You've graduated to...
I've gotten off narcotics.
You're off the codeine. You're on to Xanax or something. I don't know what you're doing anymore.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm like...
What kind of narcotics? Smuggles them in. You know how we smuggle these narcotics in?
What kind of questions are these? That's what I'm wondering. What the fuck kind of question? Is he trying to entrap me or something? Is this a trick question?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you want these narcotics?
I got a few minutes, and I haven't had any for a while.
You wouldn't be giving these to any young people you meet on the internet, would you, Mr. Lament, if you gave us some narcotics?
Do you have very soft-looking hands and... I happen to have some oil in my pocket.
We would like to shave you for the cam boot if we could.
So then I get this damn boot. He leaves. I'm done with the doctor. He hightails it out of there. And the nurse comes back in with this boot, and she's like, what size do you wear? I said, well, it's like 11 and a half, 12, something like that. So she brings in this damn boot, and I swear to God, this woman has never put a boot on a person in her life. It was like, do you remember the Christmas story where they get Randy suited up to go outside for?
That was what it was like.
This lady was all over me trying to put this damn boot on, and I'm like, holy moly, I can't handle this. This is too much. She's tugging on me and pulling on me and stand up, and I'm like, you know, I do have a really sore ankle here.
Did she straddle your leg at any point?
Just about.
Like her tuckish in your face?
No, just almost. Everything but, I swear. And then she couldn't figure out. It's got a pump. The boot's got a pump.
You'll never believe how you pump this up. You'll never believe
it. And she couldn't get it to work. She's like, is it feeling tighter?
I don't think your pump's working, sir. Yeah, I know. My wife tells me that all the time. You know.
She keeps squeezing this damn thing, and it's like... And she's like, I go, nothing's happening, nothing's.
I'll just keep pumping, nothing happens. I know. It's embarrassing.
She keeps looking at me like I'm crazy. It's not getting tighter? No.
What, you mean the blood? No. Yeah,
no, nothing's getting tighter, no.
Oh, it feels pretty loose.
Turns out she turned the damn thing the wrong way, so it wasn't even letting air in. It was just going right back out. So
has this boot been worn before, maybe?
So, that was my trip to the urgy care there. And
wow. It was suspicious.
I walked out with two shoes and walked in with two shoes and walked out with one and a boot, which... I about fell on my butt every time I walked around 4th of July with that thing on, but that's all right. No one seemed to care.
Wearing your jack boots.
Yeah, at least it kept my ankle, so it wasn't bending around too much. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My foot still looks... It looks like it's complete. It's like really dirty because there's so much blood in my... foot here.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Geez. Come on.
I didn't take a picture this time, but it's pretty sad. I'm in a sad state here, you know.
So you got to watch your fireworks anyway.
No, we didn't have, we had a little fireworks, not very much because it's so dry.
Yeah.
So I actually didn't do any fireworks work this year.
Did
what's that, my father-in-law?
Did everyone feel sorry for you knowing that you were a gimp, or?
There was a very mild amount of that, and then everybody just kind of abandoned me, and so.
Wow, Bob, we really feel sorry for you. Hey, look, fireworks, cool.
That's right. Hey, let's go shoot guns. All right.
Yeah, we got guns. Hey, let's see it, man.
Yeah, it's hot outside. Let's just leave the gimp out here in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
No, we had a few fireworks, and And yeah. I watched my son shoot off fireworks this year, so that was the big
thing. Look what
thing.
I can do, Daddy.
That's right. He's still got all his fingers, thank goodness.
So. Hey, I got an idea, kids. Let's shoot Roman candles at Bob. He can't walk very good.
That's right. See if he can dodge these. Yeah.
Shoot him at the crippled guy.
So, yeah, no, I got a little bit of pity. I didn't get too much pity. At home, I got no pity. But,
yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah.
I spent the I gotta go to work. I was on vacation, so I gotta go to work tomorrow. But my wife made me help her put a floor down, even though I was in a sad state here. But you know,
you're gonna put the floor down now.
That's right.
God, what a slave driver, God.
Oh my gosh. So I'm
the rest of the wicked, Bob. You get down here right now.
That's it.
You're gonna drop this tile.
So, yeah, we got that done
God
today.
Damn, got a freaking cam boot on.
Well, I didn't took it off for that. I'm like, this is in the way, you know.
I just sit on my butt and do it.
I will try. Okay. That's what I said. I said, I will try.
I will try, honey. I will try. Oh, I got to quit. I'm done.
I'm done. I'm too tired.
This thing is way too loose.
Oh, my God.
I like it nice and tight, not loose.
So it was a good holiday, though. A good holiday.
Holiday.
It wasn't like I was driving off with free gasoline like you, but still.
Sprain your ankle. Holiday.
So if they wanted to see some pictures of your trip, what would they do, Miles?
Well, they could come over to my house.
Okay.
Well, oh, by the way. Better yet, you can go to Facebook. And,
yeah, that's right. You're always on the book. Hey, did you send off to get your Slap Your Daddy's?
I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show, but yes, thank you to the group at Insignificast, Keith, everybody. The box did arrive while I was gone. I just sent him an email as we were doing the show. I multitasked, sorry. But, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. They actually sent quite a few things in the box.
Tell us.
All sorts of, there was the Punch Your Daddy Cajun seasoning. There was a Slap Your Mama.
Wow.
Powder form and liquid.
And, well, there you go, powder and liquid.
I actually had some of your Punch Your Daddy tonight and some food we had. We had some food.
Oh, you mean in your meat? You had some Punch Your Daddy on your meat?
I did not stick the Punch Your Daddy on my meat, but I did put it in my beans and rice.
Oh, you had some beans and rice. Okay.
I had some fajitas tonight. And
yeah, and you punched them.
We'll see.
Wow, that was nice.
It was delicious. It was, thank you, guys. You didn't, I just was expecting like a little thing, and these guys went nuts and spent like $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Well, now you owe them. That's the deal.
Now I owe them like a candy bar or something. I don't know what. But,
well, just wait till they stop by.
Yeah, I know. I'll catch them next time they stop by. Right, we'll catch up.
Yeah, wow. So you got all kinds of stuff, it sounds like.
I know. Now I'm like, oh, great. Now what am I going to...
Did you get like any kind of LSU nuts or anything like that?
I got... They did not send any of their nuts.
all right.
There's no beads in there. There was no sweatshirts or anything like that.
Oh, good. Okay. But you got some spices or some...
I got some hot spices. I think it's kind of loosening things up for me right now.
Did you get any naked pictures in there in that box?
No, there was no. Just of Keith. Yeah, he sent his own... I didn't quite understand that Cajun humor, but that's okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm not to judge. I don't, you know, whatever. New thing.
Watch me punch my daddy. Here you go.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I really meant the seasoning, Keith. I didn't mean.
Oh, okay. Well,
you, whatever. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not one to judge. So I don't.
Well, that's cool. That's fantastic.
Yeah, but thank you. As I meant to mention that at the beginning of the show. So.
Well, great. So you got some stuff. Insignificast.com, spelled just like you say it.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't spell it, to be honest with you. INSIG. NIFCAST.com? No, it's insignificast.libsyn.com. LIBSYN.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got a link. Anyway, we'll have a link underneath the show notes here to that show in case I got it all wrong. So, and go on the Facebook and find Miles.
These guys are awesome.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, heck. Yeah. I guess if you send them your address, they'll send you some spices.
Yeah, they did. They spiced up my life.
Well, there you go.